Dyer's Daily.
Growing up in the era in which most video games came in the form of a cartridge, I don't think I could quite appreciate the technology at the time that went into such a thing. I mean, recently I opened up one to clean it, and back in the day we would blow inside the cartridge to try and, you know, dislodge dust or whatever it was we were trying to do. Basically, the idea was to try and make it work. And really, the thing to do is to open it up and clean it. And you can do that with alcohol. And I think there are other such cleaners on the market that do it. You can clean the contacts and stuff. But knowing that a lot of the cartridges that I grew up playing now go for maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds plus for a boxed version, and then opening it up and seeing that it's nothing more than a circuit board, is quite an anticlimax. I'm not sure what I was expecting inside, perhaps gold or diamonds or something. And I thought, well, what is it that makes that so valuable? I think a lot of it has something to do with nostalgia. I certainly wouldn't get rid of a lot of those cartridges. Certainly the ones I grew up with. I could say a different thing about the ones that I've bought fairly recently. But the ones I grew up with, I couldn't part with at this time. And I was slightly disappointed at how simplistic it was inside. But then a lot of technology, I think, did have that, didn't it? It seemed really complicated at the time, but now it seems kind of simplistic and fairly basic in some ways. The old controllers, you could throw those things around. It was nothing more than just a couple of bits of circuit in there, you know, connected together. Now they're like mini computers connected up. And I know that that's a fairly cliche thing to say, but I think that is how it is with a lot of the modern gaming consoles, which are virtually just computers in themselves now. I think the age of just putting a cartridge in and pushing it on has well and truly gone, except for those retro gamers, of course, like myself, that try and keep this spirit alive. It's quite interesting, really, the whole thing. I could go on about it for longer, but don't worry, I'm going to spare you on this particular occasion. But tell me, have you ever opened up your cartridges to clean them? And what was your reaction to what was inside? Go on, let me know.
Dyer's Daily.